On Tuesday morning, a group of about a dozen visually impaired teenagers from Tennessee was learning to ski on Snowmass Mountain. They were visiting thanks to Challenge Aspen, a Valley nonprofit that helps people with disabilities access outdoor adventure. Reporter Alex Hager joined them on the slopes and found that a trip down the ski run can be more than just fun. It can be empowering.
Learning to ski can be awkward. After squeezing into a tight pair of boots and waddling to the lift, a first trip down the bunny hill can be full of challenges. But once you start getting the hang of things, there's that unbeatable rush.
Your heart starts racing, your mood changes, your attitude shifts. It's just, it's amazing. You can't have to experience it yourself, you know?
That's 18-year-old Alicia Geary. She's spent the past 3 days learning to ski at Elk Camp Meadows in Snowmass, and her first time on the slopes came with an extra challenge. She's been visually impaired since birth and uses a guide and her other senses to make it down the mountain.
You kind of have to rely on what you're feeling and what you're hearing more than what you're seeing.
Today, this group of kids, all with partial or total blindness, is taking a spin on the snow with the aid of Challenge Aspen's guides and instructors.
I started off nervous. I mean, extremely nervous, a lot of anxiety, but they helped me get through that.
Geary and the rest of the group from Tennessee are pretty easy to spot in their neon yellow vests, and each of them is cruising down the run alongside one of those guides, usually holding onto a long orange pole that keeps the two in sync. Today, Geary is paired up with Esteban Ferrer. He's by her side all day, giving her verbal instructions about when it's time to hop off the lift and where to make turns.
Awesome. We're pretty straight now. So a little bit left.
Ferrer has been volunteering with Challenge Aspen for 4 years, and he says learning to ski is tough enough, but doing it with limited vision is a whole different ballgame.
So it's amazing to see them transition through that period of being afraid and uncertain, and they do it just as easily as we sighted people do.
For some of the students, getting over that fear and uncertainty comes from deep within. 17-year-old Ella Brown is another one of the skiers from Tennessee.
For me, it's a proving thing. I was in an accident when I was 6 years old, and doctors told my parents that I would never walk, let alone ski. So it's a more like, I can do it. If someone sighted can do it, so can I.
And that desire to prove what she can do has paid off. She started off like the other students, holding onto that pole to stay in tandem with the guide. But on her second day here, she ditched it, and now she skis all under her own power. Camille Amouat is one of the instructors who helped her do that.
It is just incredible to see them, you know, that sense of independence. Anybody wants to have that. So for her to be able to just build herself to that moment it's incredible.
The folks at Challenge Aspen have seen firsthand what's possible for someone with visual impairments. And Alicia Geary has a message for anyone out there who might doubt what she can do.
I don't understand why people think we're so incapable, because here we are out skiing, doing something we never thought we could do. We're out here pushing ourselves and stepping out of our comfort zones and getting more comfortable.
And when Geary asks her guide to take her on the trickier way down the run and then cruises to a stop back in front of the lift, it's clear that she's not outside of her comfort zone anymore.
Well done.
Hey.
Well done.
I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News. Bars.